You probably assume when you or a loved one is sick or injured, your doctor will decide how much time is needed to fully recover. But for millions of Americans using Medicare Advantage, that's the taxpayer-funded expansion of traditional Medicare, artificial intelligence is making that call. And thousands of patients, doctors, and families claim the algorithms used cut off care to vulnerable seniors long before they're medically ready, costing patients thousands to fund their own care or tremendous health setbacks if they can't pay for care. Bob Herman took a deep dive into this with his colleague Casey Ross for our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Bob, start with Francis Walter, then an 85-year-old with a shattered left shoulder, an allergy to pain medication. Her insurance company's algorithm, not her doctor, calculated that she'd only need 16.6 days rehab in a nursing home.
Yeah, that's right. So the algorithm said 16.6 days, then you're good to go. And then the insurer said, okay, great, let's follow the recommendation. They cut off payment for her care. And this was still at a point where she was still very much in pain. She couldn't even push a walker without help. What happens next is the patient went through a very long, painstaking appeals process. And the ultimate conclusion was a federal judge said, you know, that decision was at best speculative, which is just a way of saying it was wrong, and required the insurer to pay for an additional 3 weeks of her care. But in the meantime, she had to spend down her savings and enroll in Medicaid.
Yeah. Well, and as you remind us, that might make her one of the lucky ones, because sometimes these appeals on the part of these seniors outlast their lives. What are these algorithms based on?
That's a great question. We don't know. That's the short answer. Providers who get these payment denial letters from insurance companies, they'll ask and say, what is the algorithm based on? And they don't get an answer. It's just kind of a black box. So that's a major issue. The federal government is trying to regulate that a little bit. But for right now, there's no way to know what goes into that.
Yeah. Well, and the insurance companies, in many cases, say these algorithms are just guides. But you talk to patients, doctors, family members who say it doesn't seem so. They don't feel they can negotiate it.
Right. So the firms say this is just a suggestion. That's not the case. It's often a hard and fast rule. The payment is cut off. And then these patients freak out. They see that their care is no longer covered. And so it's either the patient who's, again, sick or in a medically fragile place, or their loved ones, their caregivers, have to call the insurance company, understand what's going on, go through the appeals process, maybe have to find legal help. This is not something that is just a quick resolution. All it is, it sounds like a simple number. There's no simple solution on the other side, though.
Talk about how this all started very briefly. I mean, you point to a man named Tom Scully, who was the former head of Medicare and Medicaid under George W. Bush. This was at a time when Obamacare 2010, the Affordable Care Act, was supposed to bring reform to make sure facilities weren't holding on to elderly patients to bill for care that wasn't needed. This man, Tom Scully, as you write, saw potential for a $1 billion business in that. He left, joined private industry. He bought one of these companies that had one of these algorithms that would then calculate what care was needed. What does he say to you now? He's out of that business now, but what does he say to you now about what has happened with these algorithms?
Yeah, I mean, you have all that right. And he still believes the concept behind, his company in particular is called NaviHealth, and he believes the concept behind it and other companies is still, his words, totally correct, because it does root out wasteful spending. But, you know, when we said, like, we've found these instances where these patients are getting care cut off, providers have no idea how to fight these denials, it seems like the pendulum had swung in the exact opposite way. And now these denials of care are just kind of the hard and fast rule. You know, Scully said again, like, it has a place and these algorithms are valuable. But if these companies are overdoing it, they're quote, foolish, and they're only hurting themselves. So I think he understands that maybe there's some of this going on, but he still stands by the use of these algorithms to kind of curtail any of the wasteful care that you mentioned.
Right. Well, you tell us about a woman who spends over $40,000 trying to care for her mom, who couldn't move or even go to the bathroom by herself after breaking a leg and wasn't allowed to stay in a facility. Doctors tell you about a man after a stroke who's crying and drooling and trying to feed himself, and he can't. I mean, this is horrifying. Do you see this idea, the algorithm-driven determination of care, expanding beyond Medicare? Or has it already, maybe? I don't even know.
That's a very important question. I think it has expanded beyond Medicare. I think the issue is Medicare is where it is most, it's extremely common, because you look at all of the big Medicare Advantage insurance companies, they all own these capabilities now. This is part of their operation. So the issue is especially pertinent here in Medicare Advantage, because there's just so many patients who are enrolling and often don't understand the trade-offs and don't understand that if they do get sick, if they do require nursing home care, there is a chance that their care could be determined and guided by an algorithm that they're completely unaware of.
As someone said to you, it's a great program until you need it. Bob Herman of STAT, will link you up to his writing at herenow.org. Bob, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.